It's time now for your comments. Yesterday, we spoke with William Galston of the Brookings Institution. He has an interesting proposal for some reforms to address the crisis in the U.S. economy, and one of them would require citizens to vote. Well, many listeners did not like his idea. Isaac Regelson of Richmond, Virginia, writes this: I used to believe that everyone should vote, even volunteering as an assistant voter registrar, but the 2008 election changed my feelings. Listening to the idiotic garbage, innuendo, and rumors that fell like rain from the mouths of self-proclaimed informed voters had me running in the opposite direction. And he concludes, if anyone wants to require anything to stimulate greater voter participation and a greater understanding of budgetary concerns, we should require annual civics classes with a good dose of basic accounting. And Jeffrey Franks of Jefferson, Missouri, writes this: I object to the seeming characterization of moderate voters as uncaring and unmotivated to vote. I am a centrist who, motivated by a sense of duty and armed with a careful consideration of a candidate's platform, has voted in every election since the second Reagan term. Even though it is the opinion of one guy from a think tank, being dragged into that category sticks in my craw. Well, we had a number of letters about our conversation following Al and Tipper Gore's announcement that they are separating. Many listeners were not happy that we included that topic in yesterday's show. Mark Mendolia of St. Louis spoke for many when he wrote this in his email. I was a bit confused when I turned on the radio this afternoon. I thought my wife had changed the station to some radio offshoot of TMZ. He goes on, maybe this was a failed experiment in appealing to the masses through a pop culture approach to journalism. In the future, let TMZ and Entertainment Tonight run the gossip pieces. And Joseph Thompson of Portland, Maine, adds this thought: while I enjoyed Rebecca Traister's commentary on the importance of political marriages in the U.S., I think she and every other commentator I've read regarding the Gores missed something vital in how the divorce was handled. He continues, I find the grace with which the Gores have conducted themselves to be as beautiful and welcome as the romance we fell in love with on the campaign trail. It's heartening to see people holding themselves to standards even during a difficult time. It's a concept quite contrary to our usual fare in today's shock-pop voyeuristic society. And finally, we've had a great response to our summer job series. We're asking you to tell us about the summer job that had the most influence on you. And we've heard from many former waitresses, camp counselors, and assembly line workers. And we even heard from a former mime. No. Well, we'll share some of these stories later in the summer. In the meantime, keep them coming. Come to us at npr.org. Scroll down to the bottom of the page where you can click on Contact Us, and please include Summer Job in the subject line.